Natalie Boo is pushing a stroller past the shops in a trendy neighborhood in Canada's capital, Ottawa. She's heading for a car which is parked about 4 blocks from her apartment. It's a Toyota Echo, and she shares it with about 15 other people. When she gets to the parking lot, Boo wheels the stroller over to a black box attached to the side of a building.
So you take the, you open up the lockbox and the keys for the car are inside.
Boo belongs to Virtue Car, a car-sharing company based in Ottawa. There are almost 200 members, and they share 11 cars. The cars are parked all over the downtown area. Boo has 2 kids and a regular commute. Still, she and her husband decided they didn't really need a vehicle.
When we had a car, we just found it more of a headache to have to think about repairing it and or bringing it for an oil change. And having had a car in a busy city like Montreal, we don't really agree with having cars in the city. It's just too busy place, and you should be able to use public transport, I think.
Nowadays, Boo takes the bus to her job as a doctor at a local hospital. When she needs to use a car, she calls an 800 number to reserve one. The decision to share a vehicle has been quickly gaining in popularity. Car sharing began in post-war Europe. The first North American company opened in Quebec in 1994. Today, there are 29 companies in North America, most of them in bigger cities like New York, Chicago, and Toronto. Susan Shaheen is a researcher at UC Berkeley who studies car sharing. She says companies tend to spring up in places where owning a car has become a hassle.
These organizations tend to thrive when driving disincentives exist, such as high parking costs or congestion. Alternative modes are easily accessible, such as transit. And something that we see quite a bit of in the early adoption of this type of service is some environmental consciousness.
Concern about the environment was one of the main reasons Wilson Wood and his business partner Chris Bradshaw started Virtue Car. They bought the first car in 2000, and they hope to have 20 by the end of next year. The weird thing is, Wood says they're actually opposed to driving.
I can't think of two worse guys to run a car business. You know, we hate cars. But we believe the hierarchy of transportation needs should be your first choice is your foot, your second choice is your bike, your third choice is your bus, and your last choice should be an automobile.
But Wood says the reality is sometimes you need a car. He finds most members are using them for longer trips within the city where public transportation isn't convenient. Not surprisingly, the cars are especially in demand on evenings and weekends. But the company keeps them in parking lots spaced just a half mile apart, so if the closest car isn't available, another one is nearby. Natalie Boo says she uses the car for big shopping trips or to attend meetings in the suburbs. And she says she rarely has trouble getting one.
I don't know what other people do. I tend to be last minute, and so I'll just call and say, is the car available right now? And very often it is, and I've never had a problem that way, which has been great.
Boo says car sharing is cheaper for them as well. They don't have a car payment. They don't pay for parking, insurance, maintenance, or gas on a car they'd only be using a few times a month. However, there are fees. It starts with a $500 insurance deductible, which is returned if you leave the company. There's also a monthly fee of either $10, $20, or $30, depending on how often you drive. And you pay for time and distance, which averages about $15 for a 3-hour, 22-mile trip. It's cheaper than renting a car for the day, but still, $15 may seem a bit pricey for 3 hours in a car. Make this argument to Wilson Wood, and he pulls out figures from the Canadian Automobile Association. They estimate it costs about $5,000 a year to own a new car. Plus, Wood argues, car share members use their cars more wisely.
Our members, again, are making more efficient and more environmentally intelligent choices because they're bundling their trips. They say, oh, geez, I only know I got the car once this week, so I'm going to do this, 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 and this.
Not everyone joins just to save money. Natalie Boo says her choice was a more personal one.
Of course, ideally, if everybody was doing this sort of thing, then we'd have less pollution in the cities. And if you're thinking about the future of our own kids later on and the air they're breathing and the life they're going to live, you know, I think it's important to think about that, not just our immediate needs.
But it's not always easy. And Boo says that's okay. because she feels she's helping to create the kind of environment that she'd like to live in. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly.